Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Monday, we're back live. Todd made it back from Denver last night, I should say. And you did have a drink on the flight home. They didn't serve it to you. You brought it on.
I had to whip it up myself.
You whipped it out yourself, right. And it was four vodka bottles inside, like a half a lemonade, 12 ounce. You had to drink some of that and fill the rest up.
Yeah.
That's a good drink, man.
That's all right.
That probably kept you tuned up the whole way home, right?
Oh, it just
kept your buzz going, right?
Helped me to maintain.
I know the feeling, and maintaining is perfect. How many Bloody Marys do you have? How much vodka do you have? Were you drinking beer in Denver at the airport before you left? We're getting back to normal here, and I want to. I fly in 7 weeks. I'm not counting that down or anything, by the way.
Of course not.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to.
I had a beer at dinner.
So you had one beer.
Are we talking the whole weekend?
No.
Oh, okay.
At the airport in Denver before you flew to Omaha.
Had a beer with my meal.
Got it.
And then I went into the bathroom and whipped up my vodka cocktail afterwards.
Yeah. So I'm whipping up the vodka cocktail. Nice.
In a stall. That's at right. DIA.
Well, they didn't serve Todd any. He had water on the way out, and I tweeted it out, hashtag lazy to Southwest, and they got back to us right away. Sorry. They were real nice, though. Sorry we couldn't have a cocktail, but we're slowly working on drink service. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, very slowly.
I didn't get that. Oh, we're taking steps. How about you just all of a sudden say, today
just
we're serving
booze. How about
booze.
Do it? Yeah, just buy some booze and then sell that booze to people.
It sounds like such a corporate thing to say. No matter what business you work in, you've heard that said around your business. We're taking steps to look into that. Well, you could just go,
right.
Just get it.
You've been serving alcohol on flights for about 50 years.
Yeah, there's a blueprint.
Just go back to that. That model worked perfectly fine.
Right.
Instead, Todd had to go back to getting somewhat buzzed in a bathroom stall again.
No, that's just where I mixed it.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to do it out in the open.
No, of course not.
That's probably not a good idea.
But the next guy who came into that stall saw four little Tito's bottles sitting up on the toilet paper.
You just left them there?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Sorry to disappoint. We're taking small steps to restart our drink service on board our flights. This is Southwest responding to
what the hell does that mean, taking small steps?
We're not serving it.
Right. We're learning how to serve water first, and then we'll move up to the alcohol.
So we apologize that you had to settle for a water on the rocks this time around. Well, guess what, Austin? That's the guy's name who tweeted this out to us. Todd didn't settle. He made his own lemonade vodka. We hope to get back in the groove of serving the fun stuff here soon. How about today? Right. Just say, hey, we got booze now.
Right. All these other airlines are doing that.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes, they are.
And based on all the intel that I've gotten, I'm not the only guy who did that. I'm not the only guy doing that if
no.
you're not getting served on a flight.
No, I've gotten dozens of calls. Just mix it up before you get on.
Right. Down to a science.
Water on the rocks is such a lame corporate joke.
It is.
Oh, what? Oh, how about a water on the rocks? Yeah, how about just put some vodka on that cart, dude?
Here's how lazy it is, Nick. They didn't even have a plaque. Well, actually, they shut it down because it was going to get bumpy coming home. But they said, okay, be prepared to, we have a Coke, Diet Coke, and a Sprite, and water. Coke is one, Diet Coke's two, Sprite's three, and water's four. So just say the number to the flight attendant as he or she comes down the aisle.
What?
Yeah. Now, going out to Denver, they would hold a placard in front of you, and then you just held up your number or said.
But you couldn't say Coke?
Four. No.
If you said Coke, they'd be like, what number's that?
I guess you could say that.
Give me the red can.
They think we're stupid.
Well,
wow.
I asked Todd what the middle finger meant. That means there's no vodka on this plane. What's this mean?
Well, that means...
What's middle finger mean?
Right, we're putting the plane down,
and you're
finding another flight home.
I know, I wouldn't do that. I'm bragging here, but on the flight, I'll be fine.
So while they're not serving booze, they're finding ways to make ordering a soft drink harder.
Right. No.
Yes.
No, they're trying to oversimplify it. You know, we don't want like six things that a aisle donkey might have to choose from.
Right.
I love that. My favorite part about this is somebody else, the blonde mama, she goes by, and she's responding. So she responds back to Southwest Air when she saw they answered us. You're responding to tweets about alcohol service, but ignoring tweets about people being stuck on a plane 2.5 hours. So she had a real problem.
Yeah.
But Southwest answered us.
Thanks, Austin.
Thank you, Austin. We're taking small steps.
Yeah.
To restart our drink service.
She probably made phone calls at first. She probably called corporate offices. And there are people that are solely dedicated to social media at all those airlines that monitor all of their social media.
Well,
and they respond pretty quickly.
My original tweet was they served water only, #lazy, at Southwest Air. And this guy, Austin, got back to us within a couple minutes because I was doing this live on Saturday or Friday, I think it was.
And I'm surprised he didn't point out there was Coke, Diet Coke, and Sprite.
Would you like a 1, 2, 3, or 4?
We suggest you mix your lemonade and vodka in the toilet before you hop on the plane. Thank you, Austin. That's what he wrote back to her.
It's like, dude, just get some airplane shooters and go to the bathroom.
He tweets it out on their official site.
Yeah.
I don't get it either, Todd, because I got calls from Delta. They're serving, and then a few other airlines are serving. A buddy of ours flew to Seattle recently, and they were serving. So it seems like Southwest is a guy saying, we're taking small steps not to return service, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, they have to stay on top of that on Twitter because a phone call is not going to go viral.
No.
Like some customer service call, but if they don't put out these fires on social media.
Right.
It's like if you just opened up a restaurant. Yeah. Oh, we're taking small steps to serve alcohol.
but enjoy
a Sprite in the meantime.
Right.
As we work our way up to training our servers on how to serve you a drink.
That's insane. Like, I'll take some small steps to the parking lot and go to another restaurant. Thank you.
Okay, we're alcoholics. Shut up. We just want to be served. Relax.
Alcohol enthusiasts.
Thank you, Craig. Like you're a weed enthusiast. You know,
thank you for not saying stoner again.
No. Oh, by the way, speaking of that.
We're all getting jerseys.
Yeah, you see that? I guess the Raiders picked up a guy, undrafted free agent called Stoner. And didn't Luke say that's the next jersey he's buying?
Well, he's got to make the
roster.
He's got to make it or something.
It was a guy.
Dylan Stoner.
Yep.
Looks like he was a wide receiver from Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Even if he makes the roster... Do they make jerseys available of all the players?
Yeah, you can order it.
You can get it personalized.
You can order it.
Yeah, you can just say, I want number 17, and it says Stoner.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I do think they put restrictions on
what you can play. But that's actually...
You can't be like, Deuce Town.
No, they do.
There's a bunch of stuff that you can't put on NFL jerseys.
Well, but if there's a player named Stoner, they have to give you Stoner.
Remember when the Lions went undefeated? Or undefeated?
You couldn't put 0-16.
Right. They went winless.
The name couldn't be O-W-E-N.
Right. You couldn't have the word Owen and then the number 16 jersey. They didn't allow that.
Yeah. But if there had been a guy on that team named Owen, his number was 16, you could have wore it. Right. So Stoner, if this guy makes the team, I'm waiting forward to see LD in his Aaron Rodgers jersey. Our buddy LD, our web guy, is a big Bronco fan, and he tweeted that he'd be the first one to buy one of those.
Yeah.
Of course, he'd be pantless because LD likes to be naked.
Yeah, an emailer pointed out, why would he want that jersey? He doesn't wear clothes.
Exactly. Well, he's still not going to wear any pants. He's just going to reach up with his Aaron Rodgers jersey and have his bare ass hanging out.
Oh, please.
Right.
Somebody's eating.
Well, you have to switch up the covers of the bag. What is it, Old Man's Ass Quarterly? You can't just have the same. You have to have the variation.
How mad are you if Rodgers is a... A Bronco.
Oh, I hate him.
Yeah, you would.
I would hate him. There's a few things that the Broncos could do to make them hate them more. That would definitely be one of them.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of nudity, Craig, You want to do a bit about nudist colonies here?
Oh, we can if you want. Sure. I was actually going to go to a sundress challenge.
Okay.
You know what else would make you really mad about the Broncos is if they won.
Yeah. I hate that. They've done that in the past. It pisses me off.
Yeah, I don't like Bronco fans either.
Except for that one time they went to the Super Bowl and just got annihilated. Yeah, I thought that was the funniest thing in the world until it happened to my team. Ow, that hurts.
Yeah, see, everybody loses in that situation because then the Super Bowl is just no fun to watch.
Right.
That Broncos, I watched all of that. I loved it. Yeah. When that snap flew right over Peyton Manning's head on the first play.
First play of the game.
I was like, this is the best.
That's got to go high to miss that forehead.
Mm-hmm. Do the story you want to do, Craig.
I hope you participated in the sundress challenge on TikTok. The trend started there on TikTok involves having sex in public while one partner is wearing a sundress.
How about both?
Well, well it doesn't matter.
If the guy has one, it's easy access, too.
At least one. Sure. That is the garment that provides both ease of access and a little bit of coverage.
Yeah, sundress hangs off of you, and you can just let it be,
and then you
could stay naked underneath there.
Yeah, right? Then you could sit on somebody, and you're all good to go.
A naked sundress is hot for on a girl. I don't know about a guy. Puss?
TikTok.
It'll do the job.
TikTok has now banned the sundress challenge.
Oh, because you don't like that. Because you can't see it, though.
Yeah, but it's they prohibit blah, 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 or sexually explicit content.
Well, basically, you're just a picture of some girl sitting on a guy's lap, I assume.
Some
well, but what if it's video?
Oh, okay.
Well, TikTok is video.
Even better.
There you go.
Yeah, TikTok is video.
Yeah, see, we're getting everybody up to speed here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, TikTok, you would see like 10 or 15 seconds of her hopping up and down in her sundress on his wiener.
Yeah, she'd have to
That's how sex works, in case you don't know about one either. Right?
Well, yeah, we are getting everybody up to speed here, aren't we?
Yeah, I want to make sure we're talking about it. It's called sex.
Assume nothing, Craig.
Right. But it'd be nice to know if she's a grinder or a bouncer.
All right. Well, you'll
that would be nice to know.
the grind. Yeah, that's hot. That is hot.
There are two types of girls on top. There's a grinder and a bouncer.
Well, they could be both,
and they can mix it.
They usually mix it.
It's unclear how long
this trend.
The bouncer
can be dangerous, though. We know that.
Yeah. It's unclear how long this trend was around or how many people were actually participating, but talk of the sundress challenge has now spilled over to Twitter, where you can do that sort of thing.
It's best to hold on to the bouncer's hips so she doesn't get out of control.
Thank you. Or the top of her thighs, right? Yeah. That's way too graphic. Probably shouldn't be talking about that.
They do point out that participating...
That's helpful information.
Well, in case you're new to it.
Yeah.
You know.
They do point out that participating in the trend... is illegal in many places. Getting caught could have serious consequences, and that's kind of the joy of it.
Well, yeah,
that's the thrill.
That's why people like to do that.
You imagine some kid walking in. Hey, your parents are cool. We're shooting a TikTok. Your mom's a grinder.
The sex in public thing is all about. Well, I had a feeling you'd catch me.
Right, but a sundress, a naked, a girl with nothing going on under sundress is probably one of the sexiest things ever.
Yeah,
it really
is. Don't forget that one.
No, you don't.
Oh, it is sundress season, too. There were plenty of them at the airport.
I bet there was.
I don't know if they were wearing underwear or not.
Were you?
And thought
you,
it was...
You like, you wear a sundress once in a while.
Thought it would be impolite
Halloween.
To inquire.
Right. Yeah. You might have been detained at the airport.
you got a half a vodka lemonade, and you're asking women if they got underwear on. Hey, you got any underwear?
Take sir. Off your underwear.
They're not even serving on the planes.
They're taking small steps to put on underwear.
My kids are on TikTok all the time, but I wonder if the algorithm like makes it so they see this kind of stuff.
I wonder that too, because you know I know my daughter's on TikTok a lot too.
TikTok took as much of this down as they could.
Okay,
but it was still there for a while.
Right. There's some.
Mom, I saw you and Dad on TikTok. Not cool. Mom's a bouncer.
Like, oh, don't worry. She switches it up.
Not sure how Dad was breathing there. You and your sundress. Yeah. During a major league fishing tournament in East Texas, a guy fell overboard and died.
Yeah, it was a former, what was he?
His boater was unsuccessful in rescuing, and his body was found using sonar.
He was the guy played for the Jets.
Pete Lammons Jr.
Yeah, he was a tight end with the Jets, but they won the Super Bowl with Joe Namath.
Former NFL player who won the iconic Super Bowl alongside Joe Namath, played football for the University of Texas.
Yep.
Was a member of the 1963 National Championship team, drafted by and played tight end for the Jets from 66 to 71.
Yeah. And he was a professional fisherman, too. He wasn't just screwing around.
Right.
He'd been in a bunch of tournaments and did pretty well.
He was an experienced co-angler and competed in 57 tournaments in the professional league.
Did he have a medical something happen?
Yeah, apparently not.
You think a fisherman could swim?
You would think.
Yeah. I think there was like a tube or a life jacket or something they could have tossed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and aren't you supposed to be wearing a life jacket if you're on a boat?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No, when they're the turf, those
you,
guys
you gotta wearing, have them.
Yeah,
they you gotta have enough. Have them.
Those guys don't have big.
I'm trying to think
life jackets on when they're fishing.
When I'm watching the fishing tournament,
they don't have.
I don't think they're wearing.
No, they're not.
Any buoyant? You gotta have them in the boat, obviously.
Right.
But I don't know why they couldn't have tossed this guy a life ring or something. Could he not swim?
We don't know. He probably had a medical emergency, don't you think?
I figure, but yeah, I don't know. They're not saying.
Did they still count his fish?
He's not a fish.
Somebody pulled him up and they put him
count
in the well.
His fish.
Well, yeah, the tournament. Did it still go down on the record?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he get a score?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He may have.
Is the question.
Well, that sucks for the person that won that tournament, too.
Yeah, because he's not getting any pub now, this guy. What happened? I won that one. Our buddy died. You dumbass.
He stole all the winner's thunder.
Right.
And remember, I won that fishing tournament? A guy died.
A guy we all loved, by the way.
Erica Pandy at Axios is reporting stuff that we've mentioned before. Demand for fried chicken sandwiches, tenders, and wings has spiked so much that supply is tight at KFC, Bojangles, and McDonald's.
Now, they say it's tight, but is it gone? Because if you go there today, you could probably find it, right?
Is it all good at Popeyes? You didn't mention them.
I don't know about that. Chicken sandwiches launched in 2019 are part of this new fad. Then the COVID shutdowns at meat processing plants caused supply interruptions and complications. Poultry is much harder to mimic than ground beef or sausage, but fake meat company Beyond Meat says that they are planning a plant-based chicken very soon, so we're going to get that as well.
That's a libtard thing right there, plant-based chicken.
They're taking small steps.
Small steps.
Towards plant-based chicken.
It'd go well with a plant-based beer, though. Right.
But apparently your chicken supply is tight.
My son over the weekend, it was something he learned from TikTok, but we had some chicken fingers from Raising Cane's, and it comes with the bread.
Yep.
Sliced the bread in half and then just made a sandwich with it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Because Raising Cane's rocks, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah. I was surprised that he had the dexterity, too, just to slice that piece of bread in half. I was like, wow, look at you, man. You're really growing up.
He's 12.
Yeah.
He's an Allen, too. He's making him sick.
Right. Okay. But he was like,
making the old man proud.
I was
slicing
impressive
bread in
him.
Making a fry. That sounds like a good sandwich.
Oh, yeah. That cane sauce is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we just sold some canes right there.
There's a bunch of
good dexterity, kid.
Microbrews in Colorado now. They're coming out.
They all plant based?
No, beef based.
Oh,
beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just to piss off Nebraska?
Right. Yeah.
Beef based beer sounds horrible.
It does.
I had a sip of the.
It's hard to liquefy beef. Yeah.
The tenderloin.
I went to a brewery yesterday.
Ribeye beer is pretty good, too.
Oh, I bet. That sounds wonderful. Yeah.
I told the guy, I said, listen, I'm going to try one of your locals here. So I said, I want something light, and I want something probably a blonde and maybe a lager. And so he lines up like three beers, three small glasses. That's what I love about breweries this way, because what you do is you drink them all. And that way you basically got a beer in you for nothing.
Yeah,
those are generally 2 ounce tasting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they were full. They
so
were
you
full.
Got a half a beer for
yeah,
free.
Yeah, he lined them all up, and I said, man, I kept saying, drank them all. I said, give me that one. I like that.
There was a lady at the airport bar, and I wanted to go all Leslie Nielsen on her because she leaned into the bartender and said,
when you want to yell nice beaver or what?
She goes, what's
nice
the
beaver?
What's the local? And I wanted to say, oh, that's a beer that's locally made.
But that's not important right now.
But that's not important right now.
But she doesn't think you're a jackass, though, would
she? I know. Of course she would have.
Be cut off at another airport bar.
You should have done that. She would not have got the reference, but somebody with an earshot would have, and they would have thought it was funny as hell.
Well, that's the soup of the day.
Soup du jour, soup of the day. Sounds delicious. Right?
I'll have that.
thought you were going to go all Leslie on her.
Nice beaver.
She said, what are you doing, dude? And Todd's drunk in Denver, not getting on the plane.
Quick break, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.